Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome. My name is Andy Neal, and you're listening to the Hiker Podcast. What's up, hikers? It's Andy. Spring is upon us, unless you're in Oregon, and then it's been snowing lately. Thanks for listening to the podcast that gets to know the hiker behind the trekking poles, the podcast that asks the why questions of hiking, the podcast that asks hikers how has hiking changed them and how are they changing the world around them. Of course, you're listening to the Hiker Podcast with one eye. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of the Hiker Podcast. We're featuring hiker podcast host with two eyes, Owen Hamilton, this week. I'm super excited to have Owen on. I get asked all the time, does that have anything to do with you? There's the Hiker Podcast and the Hiker Podcast. If you don't know, there's another podcast called the Hiker Podcast with two eyes that started only a month or two after this podcast started back in 2020. But also the Hiker Podcast is the Hiker Podcast with two eyes. Began as an app, a hiking app that meets your needs as a hiker. I've used it quite a bit over here in the PCT in Oregon, but we'll get to that in a minute. I do need to thank our sponsors of the show. Of course, we have CS Instant Coffee. As backpacking season, camping season is upon us, I have my stove ready, and I'm ready to make some wonderful, amazing, epic CS Instant Coffee. Seriously, best instant coffee on the trail. Ask anyone who's done blind tests. They'll tell you that CS is the best, and it really is so good. Like, oftentimes, I mean, I'm all about brewing local coffee and the beans and stuff, but sometimes I just don't, and I go for CS Instant Coffee. I have drawers full of Starbucks Via and other instant coffees that I won't even touch because it tastes chemically and weird, but not CS Instant Coffee. So they've been sponsoring the show for over a year now, and they have been absolutely amazing. Ian and Monica, thank you so much. Of course, there's Canuck Outdoors, makers of the carbon fiber cork trekking poles. Oh, Mika and Gilad have been so supportive of me and the show, and patient with me as well. My gosh. If you want to get yourself a set of the carbon fiber cork trekking poles and help out the show, just go to the link in the bio for both CS Instant Coffee and Canuck Outdoors. Also, you know, you have the Visica, the Vecto, all your water storage needs. Don't use single-use plastic bottles. Get a Visica. It's the best way to deal with water. And of course, as you'll hear here in a moment, Sawyer products. They've been super amazing to me past few weeks and months. They were the first sponsor ever of this podcast, and we've partnered with them again. I'm excited to do some more Instagram content with Sawyer. We have Lyme Disease Awareness Month coming up in May, and I'm going to be doing another reel for them on Instagram talking about protecting yourself from ticks and Lyme disease. So check that out. But I know why many of you are here. You're here to hear Owen from the Hiker Podcast. We had an amazing conversation. I was recently on his show, and which I believe will come out in a few weeks. And we just had a great conversation about his story and the app, Hiker, and the podcast. And I have a feeling that we'll be maybe partnering together here more soon. I'm excited for what's going on. They're based in Ireland, Hiker is, and so is Owen. And my ancestral homelands, I have my great-grandparents from Ireland, so I feel a little bit of a kinship there. Anyways, without any further ado, my conversation with hiker podcast host Owen Hamilton.
We're Sawyer, and since 1984, we've been creating technically better solutions for peace of mind in the outdoors. Why? Because we believe everyone deserves to be safe. We believe nature wants to be explored. We believe industry standards should be exceeded. We believe nonprofits deserve some of ours. And we believe the outdoors is a place for community, from the backcountry to the backyard. We're more than an outdoor company, and we believe a thank you is due to anyone who supports our products. Because of you, we spent a decade teaming up with over 140 charities in 80 countries, bringing Sawyer water filtration systems to people in need all around the world. You help us aid refugees, disaster zones, and life-saving efforts around the world, perhaps without even knowing it. So thank you from everyone here at Sawyer. Together, we are saving millions of lives.
My weekend was good. It was a lot of rain. So it was Friday. Actually, it was, we had a, part of the reason why I moved it, because there was a freak break in the weather, and I had a bunch of hiking. I had a bunch of photographs I needed to get done by the end of the month for our local municipality. They want me to hike these trails, so it's like, oh, I have a break in the weather. I have to get this done. So
yeah.
So yeah, hiking on Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday was just rain, which isn't too unusual for Oregon, but this time of year, it's a little weird to get this much rain. So,
right. Okay. Yeah. It was, it's been pretty rainy all day today. It was raining yesterday as well. I had to, I'm training at the moment for a big run. And, when you kind of have a schedule of runs, you just have to go out and run in the rain. And it's not pleasant. But once you get out there, it's the same as hiking. Like, I'm sure you know, like, once you're in it and you're out there, you kind of just embrace it, and you deal with it. As long as you have your waterproofs and you're not getting, you know, hypothermia. Yeah.
You got Gore-Tex on and stuff, so you should be fine
most of the time. Yeah. Yeah.
So I get asked all the time, so are you the hiker podcast or are you the hiker podcast?
I get asked all the time, are we the hiker podcast? Are you the hiker podcast?
So, and you're on the show. You are a hiker. You work with the Hiker app, and you have the Hiker podcast, which started only a few months after the Hiker podcast. Around the same time, just introduce yourself, who you are, where you come from, something you might tell someone if you meet them along the trail.
God damn, I'm really bad at this. I always like go off in big tangents. So like, embrace yourself. Like, this is going to go everywhere. So my name is Owen Hamilton. Owen is like the E-O-I-N. Everybody gets caught off guard all the time whenever I say what my name is. When they read it on paper, they're like, wait, your name is Owen? I thought it was Ian. I thought it was Eowyn or some sort of Lord of the Rings character. I'm from Dublin in Ireland. I'm a hiker and a hiker. I haven't always been into the outdoors. I've always had a connection to the outdoors, but I've never really kind of taken it seriously. I was only talking about this recently, like taking family trips around the country. I always would have been interested in, you know, the swimming pool, or I would have been interested in the arcades or whatever, and never thought to look right behind me where there's these huge, gigantic mountains that were just calling out to me. And over the years, I got into surfing for, quite a bit, and the west coast of Ireland is some of the best surfing on the planet. But on the days where the surf wasn't there, we decided to start taking to the hills, and that's kind of where I got my love for hiking, and then I start getting more into long distance hiking. And then I suppose hiker kind of came along that path, if you will, along that trail, where myself and my buddy Paul, we kind of decided to take this thing a little bit more seriously. He started it. He had the idea to make an app for one trail here in Ireland, just one trail as a hobby. And then he started to think, well, why can't I do this for every single trail on the planet? And that's when I came on board and decided to try give him a hand with it. And here we are about 2 years later, and it's our job. And it's going pretty well. It's going pretty well.
Quick side note. I had no idea there was surfing in Ireland. You think surfing, you think Hawaii, you think Southern California, where I'm from, you think South Africa, Australia. Ireland has surfing. This is news to me.
Ireland has some of the best surfing in the world. Wow. You speak to any professional surfer and they'll tell you, go to the west coast of Ireland, you're going to get some seriously good waves.
Oh, wow. Had no idea. So this is your career. You run the Hiker app. I first heard of the Hiker app. It was some ladies who've all been on the show who were hiking the Oregon Coast Trail.
Yes.
Last year. And so I downloaded the app and found all kinds of resources. I live right by the Pacific Crest Trail, so it was really nice. But what was the inspiration and starting an app when there are several apps there? What was Gut Hooks is now Far Reach or Far Out. I don't even know the name anymore. You know, there's All Trails, there's Gaia. What was lacking in those that you're like, we need to create this app and this resource?
Yeah, that's a good question. It's something that we get all the time. You know, we often get compared, and you know, the apps that are out there, they're all fantastic in their own right. Like Guthook, I suppose, in the world of long distance hiking, is an amazing application. It's not just the application, but the community that they've built around that as well. It's absolutely fantastic. When you think of long distance hiking in the US, Guthook or Far Out Guides is the name that you go to. But there wasn't really something like that in Ireland, or sorry, there wasn't really something like that in Europe, full stop. So that's where we saw there was an opportunity for us to come in and actually build something that answered that question. But there are, like, even All Trails at the time when we were doing that, they were very sparse in Europe. There wasn't a lot of content that they had over here. There was another app at the time called ViewRanger, that seemed to be a bit of a fan favorite, but they were on the out. They were actually being bought up by a German company, and German company didn't really have any interest in the technology that they had at the time. So we saw a huge opportunity for us to kind of step in there, but we wanted to kind of take all the best bits from the other apps that are out there, put them into one, and then kind of have our own stamp on it. So we've gone from being a destination app for long distance hiking in mainly in Europe to being an app. We're just about to launch a new version of the app in the next month or so, which will answer all those questions that other apps aren't really able to answer. Obviously, I'm a little bit biased, but I truly believe, like, we're testing this, and we truly believe that this is going to be it's very cheesy saying this, but it's going to be a game changer. I think it's going to be a game changer.
So before you got into creating, developing Hiker, you were surfing, you began to look behind, you know, the swimming pool and see the places where you were hiking. What was that moment for you when you were like, oh my gosh, I am falling in love with hiking, long distance hiking, the outdoors? What was that moment like for you?
Oh, I think I experienced that moment over and over again. Every time I'm out for a hike, I kind of get that wave of, this is it for me. Like, this is, I made the right choice. I guess when, like, the love of hiking, the initial love of hiking probably was on one of our national trails here in Ireland. It's called the Wicklow Way. It's probably like an 85, 90 mile trail. It's the first long distance trail that we had in Ireland. It was only established back in the 1980s. By a guy called JB Malone. Absolutely fantastic trail. If you ever come over to Ireland, I highly recommend doing it. It can be done in 4 or 5 days. It's not a particularly long trail. But I was hiking that trail with my friends, and we just came around the corner and we came into a valley called Glendalough. And I just saw the view that was there in front of me. I had walked 3 hours to get there. I still had another 3 hours to go to get to the next stop. And it just dawned on me that if you put one foot in front of the other and you go through these magical places, you will kind of you will have those moments over and over again.
Being in Ireland, you have some of the most beautiful landscape, and I've heard stories. My great grandparents were from Ireland, and there seems to be this connection to the land for the Irish. Talk a little bit about that and how that informs you as a hiker to not only explore and love the land, but conserve and take care of it and steward it.
Yeah, that's a good one. Like, I suppose we're like an extremely proud nation. The Irish people, like, we were kind of downtrodden for quite a long time. We were like controlled by the British, and I suppose it goes through our heritage, not just recently with, you know, being controlled by the British government, but way back we were dominated by the Vikings. We were, you know, pillaged by the Anglo-Saxons and the Normans and everybody. But the land is ingrained with our heritage. Like, you go anywhere in Ireland and you'll find some ancient piece of history just sitting there, a rock that has carvings by druids from, you know, 1,000 years ago. And it's just on the side of the road. That's just there for everybody to see. There's not like a museum or anything like that around it. It's just there. There's ancient structures called fairy forts that were ancient temples, and that's just like in someone's back garden. And anybody can see these things. And we have a really, really strong connection to that, and to the ancient peoples that used to roam these lands. And I guess when we're out hiking, we kind of feel like we're sharing that with those people. We're sharing that history. And when you look at, again, I'll use that example, Glendalough. When you go there, you'll see it yourself. There's old temples there. There's an ancient village that's there. But when you see it, you feel like you're sent back thousands of years to that time, and you're, you know, hiding from the Vikings. And it's an amazing thing.
So what does your hiking journey look like outside of Ireland, across Europe and the world? What, as you've continued on, I mean, it's definitely on my bucket list, Ireland, New Zealand. Where have you gone, and how does it compare to home for you?
If anyone listens to my podcast, you might hear me kind of give out about Ireland as well. As much as I love Ireland and I love hiking in Ireland, I do give out about it a little bit. And it's probably because of the comparison. So my hiking career, if you will, outside of Ireland, I've gone to the UK. I've hiked all over the UK. And the UK is another fantastic place to go and hike if you ever get the chance. Places like Snowdonia, the Peak District, the Lake District, is some fantastic hiking. I've hiked in the US as well. I've hiked over in California in Yosemite and down around Big Sur as well. And I'm going over again this year, actually in a couple of weeks, and going over to the East Coast. And then I'm going to Canada later in the month as well. So I'm really looking forward to that. But I guess the major thing is like infrastructure, you know, all the amenities and everything that you have around the how people take care of trails in these other places, especially in the US and Yosemite. I was just completely knocked back by how much effort goes into maintaining these trails and maintaining the infrastructure that surrounds them. And it's the same in the UK and same in Europe. I've hiked around Europe a good bit as well. And they really take care of their trails. That's not to say that we don't do that here, but just on the scale, it's just not as big. But I've a lot of places to go. And I guess Hiker, the app, like we're adding probably about 250 to 300 trails per week. And that's just a growing list, bucket list for me to complete. And looks like it's never going to end.
So shifting gears here a little bit, you are a hiker. You develop an app for hikers. You do a podcast. What has that been like? You've taken your career and what you do for recreation, what you do for fun, and you combine them. Is that ever exhausting at times, that you always feel like you're always feel like you're working, you always feel like you're on, you never can turn your brain off? Because I know for so many, hiking is the thing they do to get away from work or school or the problems at home, but this is all intertwined for you. Talk a little bit about how all those things work together and what do you do when you need a break from app development or podcasting, because hiking is your life now.
Yeah, it's funny. I remember asking you this as well when you had you on the show. It's funny because like a lot of work can be done from a mobile phone or a cell phone, a smartphone. But once I put that phone away, I feel like I'm able, I think I've trained myself enough now to be able to kind of switch that off. And if I'm out, I'm out, I'm experiencing the world around me and I'm really immersing myself in the hike. But like, if I see something, if I have an idea, I want to get a bit of content or I need to take a photograph or I need to put out a tweet or an Instagram post or something like that, if I have to do it, I will do it. And thankfully, the people that are around me, my girlfriend, my daughter, like my friends, that they understand that. They know that I have to do that when I have to do it. But at the same time, I have to understand and I have to appreciate that I need to switch off every now and again. But I think you can relate to this as well, where you're just because you work in the outdoors and you work in hiking, that's not what you do all the time. Most of your time is behind a computer. Most of your time is scheduling things, working on strategy, working on all the different things that you need to do, all your administration that goes on in the background. So that usually takes up most of the time. So the hiking is still kind of an escape. Even if I have to take some photographs, it's still an escape.
And it's funny because I feel pretty much the same way, because so much time is taken up by scheduling and writing and editing photos and editing video. And people think, I get messages all the time, oh, it must be nice to your job be hiking. I'm like, hiking is a very small part of my job.
Yeah.
My job revolves around hiking, but I spend, 20 hours a week behind the computer typing, editing, grading colors, that sort of thing. And it is a dream job. I get to do something I'm passionate about and I love, but at the same time, I don't live in a tent out in the middle of the wilderness and just occasionally take out my phone and make a podcast. It's an all-encompassing thing, especially from everyone who always wants your attention, always wants your reply, and you're like, inbox gets full, and it can be overwhelming. It's no different than any other job, but I love it because it connects so many people with the outdoors.
Absolutely. It's that kind of mission-driven kind of life that you want. Like you feel connected to your work way more than if you're just in another job. While someone could be extremely passionate about the outdoors, but like they work in an outdoor retailer and they're in a store in a city, but they're still kind of enabling people to get outdoors because you're providing them with the equipment that they need to get out there. And it's the same as us. We're providing content, we're providing inspiration, we're providing information, conversation to inspire people to get outdoors and experience. So the mission is always get more people outside. And even if you are an accountant for an outdoor company, you're still part of that.
There are still days though where it's like, ugh, you realize.
Of course.
I haven't been on a hike in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I've been talking about hiking. I need to go for a hike.
I think I did a block of about 2 weeks where I did like, I think 10 interviews in 2 weeks, and I had not gone outdoors at all. I think I just stayed in my neighborhood. I just walked around. Thankfully I live right beside the ocean, so I can walk out my door and I'm at the coast there. But I hadn't got to the mountains in probably about 2 weeks. And the second I got out of my car, I just felt it straight away. I was like, I'm going to have a great day.
That's the worst feeling in the world when you realize I've spent the last week, 2 weeks talking about hiking and I haven't set foot on a trail.
Yeah, man.
So talk a little bit about the Hiker podcast, it is pronounced Hiker. People ask me, is it the Hiker? I'm like, I don't know. We'll find out. We'll talk to them. What inspired that? You have the app and now you have the podcast, which our formats are very similar. You do. I when people ask me about it, I'm like, they're really kind of more of the European version of us. Not that you don't talk to American hikers, and not that we don't talk to European and like New Zealand hikers and other things of that nature, but you cover a lot more of what's going on that side of the Atlantic than we do. Talk a little bit, what inspired that?
Yeah. So the podcast actually came as it was a lockdown project. It was something that I'd always wanted to do. In fact, I've attempted podcasts before. I'd recorded podcasts, and I'm sure you know this yourself, like when you record something and you're not happy with it and you're just like, no, delete it. I don't want anyone ever to hear that. But the first couple of episodes of this, I was just, I just need to put it out. I've played music before and I've written music before, and it's the same thing where you're never going to be happy. You're always going to be your worst critic. So you just have to put it out. So it was something that I'd been meaning to do for quite some time as a kind of a read along or a listen along to Hiker in itself, as an app. So we wanted to provide more information about trails, more information about equipment. But then we started to veer away from equipment and just wanted to talk more to people about their stories. And as soon as I started doing that, as soon as I started hearing people's stories, I realized this is it. Like we need to kind of convey more stories, and that's the inspiration piece. That's where it comes from. Yeah, that's how I started.
What I like about your podcast, and it's funny because the names, the coincidence in the names, so many of the other podcasts I listened to before, and they're great, focus so much on what's your pack weight, what was the planning like, whereas you seem to take more of a inspiration, as I have, of I want to hear the story. What brought about that? Because it's really tempting, and you can even hear it in my earlier episodes where I kind of get at that, and I really started shying away from that.
Yeah,
is asking less about the process and more about the person. What brought that up? What brought that up?
I guess I'm the exact same. I did the same as you, Andy. I early on, I was asking people about equipment. I was asking people about what did they pack, how did they plan, what was their day-to-day routine, you know, really kind of getting into the nitty-gritty, because I thought that that's what people wanted to know. Because we Hiker is like, it's a behemoth if in terms of content, because we have trails, we have national parks, we have maps, we've got accommodation, we've got loads of stuff like that. That's all SEO kind of friendly type stuff. And we have blogs that go along with that, that serve people information about what type of equipment do we need for this hike and this hike and this hike. So I just thought that the podcast was going to be the same thing, that we would need to kind of give more information about that. But I think I had the first guest we had on the show, I believe, was Craig Adams, who's a really well-known YouTuber, hiker guy, and he's in conversation with him for probably the past 3 years. Had him on the show, and I was asking him questions about his equipment, but he himself was like, well, yeah, I had that bag, but I was doing this, and this is a really cool story, and I leaned into it a little bit, and we got amazing feedback from that. So I just thought, well, why don't I just keep doing that? And I just invited more guests on, just people that we've been in contact with for the past year or so. And then people started getting in touch and wanted to be on the show and share their story.
What's that been like getting plugged into the hiking and outdoor community as a whole? I mean, we've had a lot of similar guests, you know, like, I'm looking here, Elena Osborne, who, you know, everyone seems to know her. Like,
yeah.
What's that been like connecting with these hikers in this community from all over the world?
It's been amazing. So many people that have done very similar trails. This is one of the things that I actually noticed, was that, you know, there's a lot of these trails like the PCT and the Appalachian Trail and the Te Aroha and the Tour de Mont Blanc in France or in the Alps. They're the same trail. it's the same trail over and over again. But when you meet these people, they all have a different story. And they all have a different way of telling stories. Like we know, like anyone listening to this that knows Ellen Osborne and seen her videos, she's a fantastic storyteller. And her videos are very, very, very inspirational. Versus somebody else that would maybe have a bit more of a practical guide to that trail, or a bit more of a, you know, a step-by-step, this is what I did, this is what I did on a daily basis. So getting to know the people, the people behind these, or sorry, within this community, it's just really inspirational. And not just the hike, but they themselves, like Dragon Sky, like her story about how she got into hiking in the first place, that how did she discovered the Appalachian Trail, how she realized that there's this thing that you can do, how she realized that she is one of a very small few people that are attempting or will have done the Triple Crown hike in the US, or people of color that will have done the Triple Crown hike in the US. People like like Eleanor Osborne, who, you know, very few people that have done what she's done and gone on to do the Te Araroa, and now she's going to do all these amazing trips around the world. So it's just every single person that comes on just has a very inspirational story.
Who's been your favorite guest?
When I asked you this, I knew you were going to ask me back. So we had a guest on season one, a girl by the name of Melissa McDermott. I have to say she's my favorite guest because she's one of my best friends. She's Irish. She runs a community called Gals Gone Wild here in Ireland. It's an all female outdoor group, and they do hikes.
I've seen that. I have a follower, a girl I follow, Sinead, who.
Sinead. Yeah. She's part of that community.
Yep.
So she came on. She was my first in studio guest. And when I say in studio, she was in my sitting room in my old house. And we just had a great time. We just had a really, really good time. I think I recorded for about 2 hours, and I had to edit it back down to about an hour. So we just reminisced about our story, our history of knowing each other, and then into our separate lives of getting into the outdoors separately and then coming together. And actually we've partnered up on several different projects. I've had some amazing guests. Like I've had, as I said, Dragon Sky, I've had you on the show. Teresa Baker, I just interviewed there recently, so she's going to be on the show soon, the founder of the CEO Pledge and the Oath. Craig Adams is a great guest. Abby Barnes over in the UK and Impala on Trail, and Little Skittle. I could go on. I've had plenty of amazing guests, but Mel's number one.
Awesome. Where are you hoping the podcast and the app and Hiker is going to go in the future? It's you talked about SEO earlier, and it drives me crazy because I start typing in Hiker HI. Google keeps adding another I for me. And I'm like, what are they doing?
Yes. Like, yes.
Like, I'm not on there that much. And so you guys are definitely doing things right. Just from a SEO and getting the word out there, more and more people are hearing about it. What is the future for Hiker?
So I suppose the podcast is my baby. It's something that I have kind of tried to put as much love into it as possible while not neglecting my other, chores, if you will, or other jobs that I need to do as chief marketing officer for Hiker. I really want the podcast to grow a good bit. I want to have a co-host. I want to be able to do more content. I want to do more content, topical content. I've heard you say this as well, that you want to do something similar. So I want to do more content around inclusivity and just making the outdoors a more inclusive space. talking more about trails and trail development is another thing as well. I've touched on these topics a bit, but I want to kind of like delve into them a little bit more. Hiker, we just want to be, we want to get more people into the outdoors. That's our number one goal. Obviously, we want to be the number one hiking app. We're very laser focused. We're not a paddling app. We're not a running or a cycling app. That's not what we are. We're building tools for hikers specifically. So all the new functionality that we build in the mindset of a hiker. What is a hiker going to need? They're going to need this, that. We're going to need trails. They need GPS. They need locators. They need coordinates. They need loads of different things. So we want Hiker to be the number one hiking app on the planet. Full stop.
Very nice. And question I have to ask you and I ask every guest is ultimately, how has hiking changed you?
Hiking has changed me. It's made me a way more confident person. I truly think that hiking has brought out the person that I can be. I think that the physical challenge and the mental challenge of doing more strenuous hikes, but then also the ability to, mumbling my words here and I'm figuring out as I go along here. You swear I haven't answered this question before. The chance that hiking gives you to be present I feel I've derived a lot of confidence from that. That, you know, is a steep climb is coming up, or I am low on water, or it's raining, or it's snowing, or it's something. The challenge that hiking presents you, but also the presence that hiking presents you, has given me a lot of confidence, and that's bled into the rest of my life. Before hiking, I was a really shy person. I wasn't very social. I had a lot of friends, but like I wouldn't talk. Like, come on a podcast, not a chance. Host a podcast, you must be joking me. Like, there's not a hope I'd be able to do anything like that. And it's flipped a switch in my brain somehow.
Very nice. If someone wants to follow you or check out the Hiker app or what you're doing at Hiker, where would they go?
We're everywhere. We are everywhere. We are all over the internet. So if they want to follow Hiker, it's Hiker with two I's, of course, on all social media platforms. We're all over those. There is an underscore, but if you type in Hiker with two I's, you'll find us. Check out Hiker in the App Store, in the Google Play Store, or head over to hiker.com. That's our website. You'll find everything there. But yeah, we're everywhere. And I'm Yosemite Ham. Ham from Hamilton. So Yosemite Ham on Instagram, you'll find me there. I don't post a lot because I'm always on Hiker.
I noticed that. Owen, thank you so much for coming on, sharing your story and everything you're doing.
Thank you so much, Andy. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Gracious to me. The time difference is always weird when you're recording with people from either New Zealand or Ireland, and he was super gracious. We were supposed to record earlier. I'm recording this on Monday, and I just got finished with that interview you just heard. Like, literally just finished it. Usually, I'll a lot of times batch these together, and I won't record the intro and outro till weeks after, but not this time. This time, I literally just got off the recording with him and then record this intro because this podcast is going out tomorrow. But I actually had to reschedule because it's been super rainy and snowy here in Oregon. And I had some trail photography and work I needed to do. And there was a break in the weather and I had to jump on it. And he was super gracious and was super thankful for his flexibility. So if you're not checking out the Hiker Podcast, if you like this podcast, think of this podcast way cooler and with a cool Irish accent. And it's more than that. It's I love the Hiker Podcast. I love what they're doing over there. And there's a kinship there, definitely, between our podcast and what they're doing, just because we're really more about getting to know the story of the hiker and what inspires them and what gets the hiker on the trail and inspires them to change the world. And it was just, I have a feeling, and we didn't talk about this, but I have a feeling there's going to be more collaborations in the future with Hiker. In fact, I know there, we've had certain conversations about that, but anywho, I blab on, I digress, full stop, as Owen says. Anywho, thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Hiker Podcast. Make sure you check out our sponsors, of course, CS Instant Coffee and Canuck Outdoors and Sawyer. I know there's a lot of new hikers listening to the show, and I get asked all the time about gear and equipment, and I really don't fill people in on that sort of thing much on this show, but as far as coffee goes, CS Instant Coffee, as far as trekking poles go, Canuck, I'm telling you, and your water storage needs. Also Sawyer, for not only their filters, but also for sunscreen and bug repellent to keep you, you know, safe from insect-borne illness and waterborne illness, of course. So make sure you check out our sponsors. If you're not following me, you can follow me on Instagram at Andy Films and Hikes. There I post videos of me popping and skipping through the forest. I really do have a great time doing those videos. I have a great time encouraging everyone to get out in the outdoors, even if it's just me being stupid, looking ridiculous in the outdoors. I have so much fun with it. So thank you all. You can follow the Hiker Podcast on Instagram as well, at Hiker Podcast. That will let you know when all the latest episodes go up. And if there's not an episode this week, I'm going to start putting more content up there. Right now, it's just basically, here's the episode this week, here's the episode this week. I've got to do more stuff on there. I know. Also, if you want more from this podcast, any of our past episodes, I think this is like episode 76, 77. We've had a lot of episodes. Our whole archive, go to hikerpodcast.com and just hit podcasts. It's all there. Check it out. All the information for our sponsors are there. Check them out. And yeah, I'm just super excited for the summer coming up. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. We had a lot of rain here in the Pacific Northwest in April, which has been good because the last few summers have been quite smoky and full of wildfires. And I'm excited to maybe have a little bit of a respite from that this summer. We'll see. But wherever you are in the country or the world, as you get out into the trail, make sure you're leaving no trace. Make sure you're saying hello to other hikers as they pass by, that you are being welcoming and affirming to everyone on the trail, no matter who they are, where they come from, or who they love. And guys, thank you for listening to this week's episode of the Hiker Podcast.